Republican-aligned PAC dumps millions in general election battles across the country. By Jacob Bliss on October 26, 2022. Restoration PAC, a Republican-aligned PAC, has dropped $2.8 million on various races across the country, hoping to help GOP candidates in the final weeks of the 2022 midterm election. Over the last week, the PAC has dropped $2.8 million in various races across the county, such as blasting Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro, D, who is running for governor in the state, and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, D, who is running for re-election. Additionally, the PAC is targeting the Democrats in the U.S. Senate races in Arizona, New Hampshire, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. On Wednesday, the PAC announced that it would be spending $600,000 on a 30-second ad for broadcast and cable, taking aim at Senator Maggie Hassan's, D, re-election effort against Republican challenger Don Bulldog. The ad takes aim at Hassan's part in the Biden administration's domestic policy failures, specifically highlighting the fentanyl deaths, skyrocketing prices of goods, and voting to fund the 87,000 new IRS agents. The full ad script. What has the Joe Biden/Maggie Hassan team given us? Spiraling crime. More fentanyl deaths. Dramatically higher gas prices. Dramatically higher prices across the board. Indoctrination of our students. Oh, one other thing, they've given us 87,000 new IRS agents to harass and extract what's left of our household income. No thanks, Maggie Hassan. It's time to move on. New Hampshire can do much better. Watch. Additionally, on Monday, Restoration PAC announced that it would be spending $800,000 on a 30-second ad for broadcast and cable, taking aim at Shapiro's candidacy for governor and highlighting the rising crime and violence in the state under his watch. The ad shows actual footage of robberies, assaults, carjackings, and other crimes committed in Pennsylvania while claiming that police officers are leaving the profession because of Democrat policies. The full ad script. On Attorney General Josh Shapiro's watch, crime isn't just in cities anymore. Since Shapiro took office, violent crime has exploded across the Commonwealth. While crime got worse and violent protests devastated our communities, Josh Shapiro went soft on criminals and tough on police. Now, more police are leaving the job than ever before. More criminals. Fewer cops. If we can't trust Josh Shapiro as Attorney General, how can we trust him as governor? Watch. Moreover, the PAC on Friday also announced that they would be spending $900,000 on a 30-second ad for broadcast and cable, taking aim at Evers' re-election campaign and highlighting his fixation on dividing Wisconsin residents by race, such as his connection to privilege wristbands and vetoing a bill that would have restricted racially divisive curriculum in schools. The ad highlights Breitbart News reporting that showed white people, when Evers was the Department of Public Instruction superintendent from 2009 to 2019, were told to engage in a racial shaming exercise to remind them of their privilege. A document promoted by the Department of Public Instruction, obtained exclusively by Breitbart News, suggested white people wear a white wristband as a reminder about your privilege, Breitbart News' Spencer Lindquist wrote in October. Another part of the ad emphasized that Evers vetoed Assembly Bill 411 in 2021 after it passed Wisconsin's State House and Senate. The specific bill prohibited race or sex stereotyping in Wisconsin schools. The full ad script. Martin Luther King Jr. said it. Most Wisconsinites practice it. Judge people by their character and their actions, not by the color of their skin. But Tony Evers thinks differently. He once headed an agency that suggested white people wear privilege wristbands. When he had the chance to stop the poison of judging young students by their skin color, he vetoed the legislation. Let's judge Tony Evers by his actions. Vote for a new governor November 8. Restoration PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising. Watch. Furthermore, last Wednesday, Restoration PAC also dropped $500,000 on 4 30-second ads for digital, hitting U.S. Senate battleground states, specifically Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, to highlight the out-of-control crime, energy prices, and woke indoctrination in our schools. The full ad script. America is coming apart at the seams. Out-of-control crime. Out-of-control energy prices. Other people's politics force-fed to our children. Hatred of our history. It's what they want. Biden, insert Democratic Senate candidate's name. And the Democrats are shattering America and remaking it into something unrecognizable. And they want you to shut up about it. Insert state, there's only one way to stop the madness, vote like America is at stake. Because it is. Watch the ad for Pennsylvania. Watch the ad for Nevada. Watch the ad for Arizona. Watch the ad for Wisconsin. The midterm election is in less than 2 weeks, on November 8. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.